The Ministry of Education through the Tibet Council calls for embracing the Tibet Act 2025 reforms that are intended to address the long-standing challenges of skills mismatch in the country. According to the Executive Director of Tibet Council, Moses Kasacha, the country has among other challenges faced high youth unemployment. Despite the huge number of graduates produced by higher institutions of learning annually, Kasacha notes that due to the limited industry-relevant programs, the country has always had a persistent skills gap between the education output and the labor market and needs, labor market needs, which the Tibet Act 2025 will address, working in collaboration with all stakeholders. This as the council embarks on training and disseminating the Tibet Act 2025 reforms to institution leadership in Kampala.
So the biggest reform is that right from the curriculum to the development or to the training for that matter, we are focusing on what does the market want, not what does what can the institute produce or what can this particular lecturer or trainer actually do. It should be what does the market want. That's the biggest reform. But this now comes with standards. We have to put standards in place. For instance, how do we develop? Let's talk about one skill, a mechanic or an electrician. It should be someone who by the time is given a certificate that you are now a graduate, is not going to learn on job. He goes actually to do the work.